Welcome to Celebrity News, everyone. Today we are still talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z, but this time we're talking about them with the Tiffany diamond, which is the blood diamond. So I'm gonna give y'all a little history on the diamond, then I'm gonna give y'all my thoughts on this controversy that everyone is having with them over this diamond. The Tiffany diamond was made in South Africa in the Kimberley mines in 1878. It's one of the rarest yellow diamond, one of the largest yellow diamond. So instead of them leaving the diamond in Africa, where the African workers through blood and sweat worked hard in the mines and dirt not being paid, they took the diamond and they sold it to America. So the Tiffany owner, Charles Tiffany, bought the diamond and had his gemologist George Cutts supervising cut of the stone. The diamond is known to have been worn by only four women during its lifetime. It was worn by Miss E. Sheldon Whitehouse at the 1957 Tiffany Ball. It also was worn by Audrey Hepburn in 1961. Publicity photograph for Breakfast at Tiffany. It was worn by Lady Gaga in the 91st Academic Awards. Academy Awards. And it's worn by Beyonce in collaboration campaign with Tiffany, becoming the first black woman to wear the yellow diamond. So, okay. Here's my thoughts. I'm not going to be biased on this, but I'm just going to speak the truth on this. So when I was reading the comments and stuff about everyone coming after Beyonce, I thought, this was my thought. So we all know that Jay-Z and Beyonce had given back to the African-American community. They have donated to Africa. I think when the George Floyd riot was happening, they bailed out a lot of people out of jail. So here's what I'm conflicted with. Beyonce recently said she didn't know the history of the diamond, or she wouldn't have did the campaign. I have to say, I can't believe that one. And here's why. For one, you always need to educate yourself on anything you do or say so you won't offend anyone. So for her to say she didn't know the history of the diamond, my first thought is you're always in Africa. You know, your videos is in Africa. Your movie was in Africa. So how didn't you educate yourself on the history of this diamond? That was my first thought. My second thought is why I don't believe that is because that's like me saying I don't know the history of Hitler and the Germans. I don't know the history of the KKKs and the blacks. I don't know the history of Puerto Rico becoming part of the United States, or I don't know the history of Christopher Columbus not being the one who discovered America when the Native Americans was already here, or the history of all the countries that's being oppressed, like Africa, Jamaica, India, Cuba, Colombia, or I didn't know the history of the colonists who took over Spain. That will all be lies, because you have to educate yourself on the stuff that you're presenting, or on what you're, you know, have some type of knowledge. You cannot come and say I didn't know, so I want to apologize, but I didn't know the history. There's no way you didn't know the history. But in her defense, because like I said, I'm not biased. Beyonce has did a lot, and I do mean a lot, for the African American community. So this is how I see it. Instead of being mad at her, instead of saying mean things, why don't y'all support her? And maybe this could be a start of them getting that diamond back to Africa. You know, maybe the support, you know, steady criticizing her and saying, you know, how can you do this? You know, let's just say, we're just gonna say here, she didn't know about the history of the diamond, the blood diamond. Maybe if y'all support her and give her knowledge, maybe it can help her get the diamond that belongs in Africa back to Africa. Or maybe it can help her find out what she can do to get the diamond back there, or what support or who else can support her to get the diamond back to where it belongs. So that's just my thoughts on the Beyonce and Jay-Z controversy. Please give it a 5-star review on Spotify, Anchors, iHeart, FM Player, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Please share. If you feel it can help someone, you can follow me at son.9795 Instagram, Sonia Vasquez 679. Twitter, Sonia Vasquez 679. Facebook, Sonia Vasquez 679. Pinterest, you can email me at sv766752@gmail.com and leave a comment. And my goal was just to bring the Beyonce and Jay-Z news. Thank you, and have a blessed day.